On the steps of the state capitol, a crowd made up of physicians, AARP members, and others heard from hospital administrators, state leaders, and people like Faye Graham of Little Rock, who called herself one of the newly minted poor.
I have no health insurance. Through December, I was treated for two cancers. I have been treated in three different states. I have moved four times and am currently homeless. What many people don't realize about people in my situation, particularly women, is that we are not only one catastrophic illness away from ruin, we are one broken relationship away from ruin.
She's a college graduate, sent her children to school at Yale and Wellesley, but told the crowd her illnesses have destroyed her life. She's among those who could get coverage if Arkansas expands its coverage for the working poor. Republican Senator Jonathan Dismang of Beebe also spoke to the crowd, saying there is a bipartisan effort to reach an agreement.
The interest exists and people are willing to dive into this and make sure that they're making truly informed decisions. The second thing that I think this body should be recognized for is its willingness to keep an open mind in regards to this issue. That, again, has not always been the case. And again, just take some comfort in the fact that that exists, and we will do the very best we can for this state as we look to shape the future of health care in Arkansas.
What swayed many Republicans was a plan okayed by Washington, which would allow Medicaid funds to be used to purchase private insurance for the newly eligible through the exchange created by the federal law. Governor Mike Beebe, a Democrat who has been pushing for the expansion, told the crowd an expansion can only happen when both sides are willing to make compromises.
Senator Dismang and some of his colleagues have expressed and asked a lot of questions that's caused the debate to even move in a different direction. But I think the important thing here is that under our Constitution, this appropriation requires 75 votes. That doesn't happen with a legislature that is roughly divided on a partisan basis. So if Republicans and Democrats don't work together, if Republicans and Democrats don't find common ground, if Democrats and Republicans don't listen to each other, it's fruitless. It's not going to happen.
About a quarter of a million Arkansans would be eligible for coverage if a deal can be reached. It would also benefit hospitals, especially in smaller communities, which have been struggling. Dr. Clark Fincher of Searcy is with the Arkansas chapter of the American College of Physicians.
As a partner with my local hospital, I understand the critical need of reducing the burden of uncompensated care, especially with the cuts to Medicare funding to hospitals, which are already a part of the Affordable Care Act, and which will result in funding shortfalls so severe that the very survival of many Arkansas hospitals will be in jeopardy should we not accept federal funding offered to provide health insurance to those Arkansans earning less than 138% of the federal poverty level and who are currently not receiving Medicaid benefits.
Governor Beebe said after the rally that he is optimistic that a compromise can be reached during the session. Michael Heblin, KUAR News.